Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Let Us Give Thanks by Robert Perkins is a collection of poems that call attention to everyday experiences that we go through, probably without even thinking about them. Robert was born in Kentucky, moving to Springfield, Ohio when he was 4, never thought of himself as a poet until a college writing experience. Since 1993, he has penned over 4,000 poems. Many are inspirational, including seasonal verse such as Christmas and Easter, and a few stories in verse as well. Let Us Give Thanks is the book. The guest back with us on the program once again is Robert Perkins. Robert, it is always a pleasure, sir. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
It is always a pleasure because you sort of slow things down when we talk to you, and suddenly we realize there are a lot of things in life that we should be grateful for and probably caught up in the speed of life, and we sometimes take all of this for granted. But first of all, let's go back to that college writing experience. Tell that story, because if someone in early college years had said, Robert, I think you're going to be a poet someday, you would have laughed at him, wouldn't you?
Yes. What was happening was I was doing my studies out in the lounge, and a lady by the name of Claire came by, and she said, you know, Robert, as much writing as you do, maybe you should write a poem for the writing contest this fall. I said, who, me? I can't rhyme 2 words. She said, well, you never know.
And she was right.
Came in 3rd place.
And a career,
you've got to be kidding.
A career was launched on that very day back in college. Robert Perkins is the author of the book, Let Us Give Thanks. Book's available at his new website, authorrobertperkins.com, and at authorreputationpress.com. We'll give you those throughout the course of the program. It's interesting, this idea started with you, and your wife doing some shopping years ago, and realized Thanksgiving in terms of actually retail promotion is sort of passed over. We use Thanksgiving as a jumping off point for Christmas shopping. Talk about that and the fact that the two of you got to talking and you thought, you know, we really need to pause on that day of Thanksgiving. In fact, maybe pause every day and give thanks. Talk about that experience, because that really launched this project.
Well, it was Halloween. The Halloween ads were over with.
Yes.
And I noticed all of a sudden they jumped from there to Christmas ads. I said, something's missing. I mean, I know this is for sales and everything, but I think we need to be more thankful. And as the book introduction says, you know, I decided to see how many things I could come up with. Well, by the end of that month, I had 41 poems down about what I could think of to give thanks for.
And did you find it was amazing once you started looking around? And then we'll go through some of the topics in the book, because there are things that happen to us every day and we sort of forget to realize, okay, we're lucky we had a good night's sleep. We are lucky our pet is there to take care of us. They don't care whether we had a bad day or not. They're there for us. Types of things like that. Once you started looking, were you surprised how quickly these ideas came to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, one of them was giving thanks for the gift of death. And I thought, well, it'd be an awful crowded place if we didn't die.
True.
And, I mean, that may sound morbid, but we also need to make room for those who come along after us.
Yes. In fact, I had that one checked in the list of topics in the book to talk about.
Those who are, some people believe that when they die, they're going to go to a heavenly home.
Yes.
And there's other people who, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but they yes. have their own beliefs. But I believe that when I die, I'm going to go to a heavenly home somewhere.
And that, in fact, is something to be grateful for, which you are. And Robert has so many of those like that in his book. The book is Let Us Give Thanks. It's wonderfully done. There are great stories in there. In fact, I think one review said this could almost be a daily inspiration. Inspirational. Talk about that aspect of it, because when I read that, going back and looking at the book, I really think that's accurate. Every day we go through something and we sort of reflect and we give thanks for that particular item that you're talking mm-hmm. about that day.
Yeah, and when I get ready to go to bed at night, I thank for the last 24 hours, because there's so much you can't counted off one thing at a time. But I'm so grateful for what God's blessed me with. Whether it's friends, food, a bed, a warm apartment.
Exactly.
In cold weather.
With us on the program is Robert Perkins. We're talking about his book, Let Us Give Thanks. This is the time of year when you're thinking of special people in your life and holiday time and giving a little something. This would be very meaningful in giving this particular book to anybody. You don't have to worry about who it is. Any person on your holiday gift list or list of people who need to be recognized for what they've done special for you during the course of the year, the book would come in very handy and be inspirational for them. Robert, as you were writing these poems, at what point did you realize, I've got to publish a book here. I've got a number of these, and I really need to get these out and get the public attention.
Well, like I said, I had a collection of poems, and I decided to contact the publisher. And I asked them, I said, how many poems do I need to make a book? They said, oh, between 80 and 100. And I had 41.
So you're halfway there.
So I had a long way to go. So each night I went down to the little lounge down here in my apartment building, and I took my notepad with me, and I came up with two or three poems a night for the next month until I got a amount that I needed to get published with. So the later in the month it got, the more difficult it was to think of things to be thankful for.
Well, yes, as you get to the end, the obvious ones you've probably already got, so you really need to dig a little deeper, don't you, to try to find the other ones to fill out the book. The book is, again, so well done. And talk about the challenge once you have an idea. Okay, I need to be thankful for this. I'm really appreciative every day I have this in my life. And now you're turning that into a poem. What's the challenge of writing all this in a concise, poetic way?
Well, how do I say this? Putting my feelings on paper and hoping that other people will see the same idea and say,
yes,
you know, that's right. And stopping about what they have or what they've had in the past that they never thought of being grateful for until it was pointed out.
Well, yes, so much of that is in everyday life. And is that one of the things you think why the book has been so popular? Because these are things in everyday life that maybe we take for granted. And when we think about it, we really need to be grateful every day. Is that one of the secrets here? I mean, you're doing things,
Yes. You're
writing about things that we do every day, and we take them for granted.
Like transportation.
Yeah, yes.
It'd be a bad shape if we didn't have a car or a truck or whatever. And buses and planes.
And the internet. I mean, that's something else that, I mean, yeah, as you say that. And this is what happens when you read through the book and you get all these themes that Robert has there and topics, your mind starts going to all these places and things that we have, in particular a lot of these, things that we have now that we didn't have 15 to 20 years ago, and how quickly we forget how difficult life was before we had everything today. You know, transportation is very easy. You can get on an airplane to get somewhere relatively quickly now with less of a hassle than we had had years ago. Just some of the items in the book. When you put this book together, what impact did this have on you? How did this change your life? Maybe your outlook on life, once you started pursuing all of these different poems, things we need to be thankful for.
Yeah, well, it made me pray that way more often, just to be, like you said, look around and see all of the we get oxygen from the trees and the grass. God blesses us each day with a sunrise or a sunset. We have friends and family. We have transportation, like we said. There's just so much to say thank you. I've been blessed.
Well, yes, and you talk about the law enforcement, police and fire departments. In fact, one time I think when we talked about, you saw a fire truck go by and you wondered if people really appreciated it. We're in trouble, we call a number, and all of a sudden people, properly trained people with equipment, come and help us out. Certainly something to be grateful for. And we look at law enforcement the same way. There's a problem, something we need to report, and we make a phone call.
I am not trying to get political here, but when we were called over to Afghanistan and Pakistan, we went over to help keep the terrorists at bay and
yes.
to keep the our military where they were needed to keep crime down and keep it from happening all over again.
Well, it's things like that that nobody wants to go through a 9/11 again. And mm-hmm. every day there are various parts of the world, people working to make sure that that doesn't happen again. The book,
right.
Let Us Give Thanks, and it's a very basic book. It takes you right to things that we need to be grateful for. It will touch so many people. Again, it's a great gift idea as we're approaching the holiday season here. Let's talk a little bit about, I mentioned the new website, which is authorrobertperkins.com. You're working with Author Reputation Press on this. What's that been like with the website? Because, in fact, if you go to the website, you can reach out and you can contact Robert. You can give him ideas. You can ask him questions, get in contact with Robert that way. What has this been like? And I must say, excellent job on the website. You've got a picture there, great information. Sometimes websites get a little complicated. We web developers want to show they're smarter than the rest of us, and sometimes it's difficult to follow. This is very easy to follow. What has that been like? Because that's really expanding what you're doing by having this professional website.
Right. I haven't been there in a couple of days, so I need to go check it out. excuse me. See who's see who's checking in or
yes.
if there have been any orders. I just want to get the message out to as many people as possible.
Well, I mentioned some of the places where you'll find the website. You can find the book. If you go, of course, to Robert's website, you can link on directly, get information on the book. It's available at Amazon, Author Reputation Press. The book is really, and you've got the pricing there as well. You've got the formats the book comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Where all is the book available? Because basically, if they sell books, they can get a copy of your book.
Yes, and there's also, we're coming out with an audio book through another company, and that'll be another plus, so they can... They may not have to buy the book, but they can listen to the book.
And I'm just thinking, as you're mentioning that, people often stuck in traffic and audiobooks have become
mm-hmm.
so popular. You can pop in Let Us Give Thanks and maybe slow you down a little bit once again when you're caught in traffic and go, you know, things aren't that bad.
Right.
At least I can get on this highway, and most days I can get to work in a reasonable amount of time. What are you working on now? I read one time when you said, I'm waiting on my next inspiration to write about something. Are you currently writing anything?
I'm working on a love story about my wife and I, how we met, all the bumps in the road that we had because of her MS and her wheelchair. But she opened my eyes to the people with disabilities community because she belonged to the Salvation Army in a group called Hand in Hand. When I first took her in one morning, there was people in wheelchairs. There were people who were blind. One lady liked to go in. She liked to color her pictures. I think her name was Janet, but it didn't matter to her if she stayed at her lines or not. It was just pretty.
Yes, yes.
I learned a lot of those 20 years. And when she had to go to the nursing home, I mean, like I said, we got out. We did things. But still, when she had to go to the nursing home, I think I loved her more, to be honest.
Yes, and we've talked about this before. What a touching story, and what the two of you shared, and the inspiration mm-hmm. you left behind. I mean, I can still tell in the voice that this is someone that had a tremendous impact on how you are, and
mm-hmm.
giving you the motivation to go forward and to follow through and to promote the book, because these are a lot of her ideas in the book as well, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yes.
And you've got...
The most, no, I went down to the nursing home about 3 days a week to visit. And the other couple of days, we went out with the Salvation Army. And on the weekends, I just kind of took a break and stayed at home. But I did try to call her each night just to talk for maybe just a few minutes and tell her good night. Excuse me. I do love it for a sight. I really do.
Well, and it never ended. That's just an amazing love story, and I'm anxious to be able to read that story. We've talked about it. Robert's been with us several times on the program, and it's always a pleasure to have him here. He's such a talented writer in taking something that is so basic in all of our lives and will make our lives better once we realize to show some gratitude, to be appreciative, and to give thanks. And Let Us Give Thanks is the name of Robert's book. How are you coming on the book? When do you think that might be available for release?
Oh, that I don't know. I mean, I'm just getting the basic ideas, memories down on on digital, and then I'll try to flesh them out a little bit more. But the main ideas are coming back about how we met, how she opened me up to her world of people that a lot of people don't think about. They think, oh, they're just disabled. There's something wrong with them. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
There was one young man, I think he might have been in his 40s, and he has a twin brother who's his little engineer. The man who came to the group named David, he knew anything and everything about music, especially pop songs. He had his own little radio station that he broadcast from on Friday and Saturday nights. Of course, it only broadcast about 30 feet around the house.
Yes.
But still, he loved music, and he knew more about it than I ever would.
Well, there's so amazing, many amazing stories like that. And I again, look forward to having that book out there and more from Robert Perkins, our guest on the program. But his book, Let Us Give Thanks, is there, and you can pick it up. And Robert's saying before long, you'll be able to get an audio book of it as well. Links available. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to Robert's new website, which is authorrobertperkins.com, authorreputationpress.com. You can go there as well. It's Amazon, the usual places. Get the information, get the book. All the information is there, the formats, the cost. And again, it's great to show gratitude to somebody by giving them a copy of this book. Robert, I got a minute or so left in the program. What do you hope a reader takes away? I've said what I get out of reading Let Us Give Thanks. What do you hope the reader gets a takeaway from reading the book?
Well, as the title says, you know, Let Us Give Thanks. It's just be grateful for what you have and then some. There's so much more out there if you just stop and look.
Yeah, it's not a real complicated premise, but it is. I really believe a premise that will make all of us feel better, because we'll feel better about our lives, because instead of going with a lot of negatives, we see a lot of things out there. You even say, be grateful for mistakes, be thankful for mistakes. We wouldn't ever learn how to correct them. Yeah, that's how we grow, is by by mistakes. So that's one of the many topics that Robert's discuss in the book. Robert, it is always a pleasure. Been fun having you with us back in the program. Continued success with the book, Let Us Give Thanks. A lot of exciting things happening with the audio, with the new website. The book's out there, a beautiful book cover. This would make an excellent gift. And for yourself, too, be sure you get a copy and read this, and you'll have a new appreciation for maybe some of the things in everyday life you have a tendency to take for granted. Let Us Give Thanks is the name of the book. Robert Perkins is the author. Robert, as always, sir, thank you for being with us on the program. Always fun. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. Look forward to our next conversation and the book you're writing right now. Let Us Give Thanks, Robert Perkins. His website is authorrobertperkins.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.